That's great. All right, so let's actually move on because the 24-hour rule is in effect, as we say. And look, as fun as last week was, as great as that was, it really means nothing mm-hmm. if you can't. It's almost like that 1980 Miracle on Ice. You know, you beat the Russians, but that was just to get to the gold medal game. If you follow the old history of that game, that was just to get to go play Sweden. Then you had to go beat Sweden to get the gold. So now you got to go beat the Panthers. There's another tough team playing very well, a lot of momentum, running the ball especially well. Reed, this is not an easy test. You're not in the playoffs yet.
No, and Coach Smith mentioned it on Monday, just talking about Cam Newton. Look what he did coming after the unfortunate car accident, responded well with the win over the Browns. So that, on top of everything with the win, builds momentum coming in here. We did handle our business when we went to Carolina, and so we're going to have the same type of effort, including the defensive effort we had against New Orleans, to win this game.
And Jay, when we were there in Carolina, the Falcons dominated that game for about a little over two quarters into the third quarter. Started getting chippy. Mm-hmm. I think that woke the Panthers up, and they started playing really well and doing a lot of things against the Falcons at will. So this is, you know, you got to make sure you don't let them carry that into the Georgia Dome on Sunday.
They did, and I think the very first thing you got to worry about is coming down off of that win. I know everybody in our organization is very excited about what happened on Sunday, but as you explained, there's it means nothing right now because you've got to go and you've got to beat the Panthers at home. You got to come down off of that. And honestly, there's no one better in the business who is able to manage that than Mike Smith. He's able to get these guys back down. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. That's what he's always preached since he's been here. I expect them to come in and be ready, be grounded, not be still floating on air after that, that game. But you got to carry that through. Even if you get up, two scores, you get up three scores, anything could get these guys back into the game. And we see what happens when things get a little bit desperate and you can't get pulled into that and get some unneeded penalties. So certainly a lot of things to keep an eye on. I expect a high-energy, chippy game. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no love lost between these two teams either. So it's going to be a good one.
Throw Matt Ryan as a guy that can bring you back down and get you focused.
Absolutely.
Well. He's a true leader, as we saw on Sunday.